I'm Haley Williams of the Buffalo Buttes, and you're listening to The Experience Hockey Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. Michael and Dixon here, and we are brought to you by Tillkill in Frederick, Maryland. The Tillkill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes with a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tillkill Girls. For more on Tillkill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is May 8th. We had our two Game 5s happen. The Caps won to live to see another day.
Yay!
That was stress-inducing, but we'll talk about that later on in the show. But starting off, we are going to do NHL news and notes for May 6th. On May 6th, Dallas Stars forward Jamie Benn, Washington Capitals goalie Braden Holtby, and Chicago Blackhawks forward Patrick Kane were announced as finalists for the Ted Lindsay Award. The trophy is presented to the most outstanding player in the NHL as voted by members of the National Hockey League Players Association. Benn was second in the league with 89 points and third with 41 goals, both personal NHL best. His 1.09 points per game average was second in the league. He also averaged 20 minutes and 1 second of ice time per game and helped the Stars to the Central Division and the best record in the Western Conference. The Stars captain is a Lindsay Award finalist for the second straight season. No Stars player has won this award. Holtby tied the NHL season record with 48 wins while helping the Capitals to the President's Trophy. Among goalies to play at least 30 games during the regular season, he was 5th with a 2.20 goals against average and 8th with a .922 save percentage. Holtby, a first-time Lindsay Award finalist, is also a finalist for the Vezina Trophy Award to the league's best goaltender. And Kane led the league with 106 points and was 2nd with 46 goals. Both personal NHL best. He's the first American-born player to win the Art Ross Trophy. Kane had a 26-game point streak, the longest by an American-born NHL player and longest in Blackhawks history. He led the league in points per game with 1.29 and power play points with 37, while helping the Blackhawks qualify for the Stanley Cup playoffs for the 8th straight season. And for the second straight game, the Tampa Bay Lightning took everything the New York Islanders could throw at them, tied the game in the third period, and won it in overtime. Jason Garrison scored a minute 34 into overtime to give the Lightning a 2-1 victory against the Islanders in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference second round series at Barclays Center on Friday. Garrison beat New York goalie Thomas Greiss with a shot from the right point that went through traffic after the Lightning hemmed the Islanders in their own zone. As was the case in Game 3 on Tuesday, the Lightning played from behind for most of the night before pulling even and then totally dominating before scoring a quick goal in overtime. Tampa Bay leads the best-of-seven series 3-1 and can advance to the Eastern Conference Finals by winning Game 5 today at Amalie Arena. And with that, I am actually going to bounce this over to Dixon so he can go over Game 5, which was played yesterday between the Blues and the Stars.
Okay, you have Game 5 between the Dallas Stars and the St. Louis Blues. Your lineups for St. Louis are Patrick Berglund, Yuri Lehterre, Vladimir Tarasenko, Robbie Fabry, Paul Stastny, Troy Brouwer, Jaden Schwartz, Alexander Steen, David Backes, Scotty Upshaw, Kyle Brodziak, Dmitry Yaskin, Jay Bomeister, Alex Petrangelo, Joel Edmondson, Kevin Shattenkirk, Carl Gunnarsson, Colton Parayko, and Brian Elliott in net. You have your first St. Louis goal at the six-minute mark. Robbie Fabry scores his second goal of the playoffs, assisted by Kevin Shattenkirk. Then you have a Dallas goal at the 10:58 mark, scored by Alex Golgeski, assisted by Vernon Fiddler and Jason Spezza. Your stats after the first period. You go 10 shots to St. Louis's 8, Faceoffs go 6-4 in favor of Dallas. Hits go 12-8 in favor of St. Louis, and both teams are 0-for-0 on the power play. Excuse me.
Breathe. Breathe. You're okay. You're not going to die on this, bro.
Second period, you have a St. Louis goal at the 10:31 mark, scored by Dmitry Yaskin, assisted by Joe Bomeister and Scotty Upshaw. And then at 17:42, you have another St. Louis goal, scored by Troy Brower, assisted from Paul Statsny and Robbie Fabry, their fourth and eighth assists of the playoffs, respectively. The end of the second period, the score is 3-1, St. Louis over Dallas. Shots go 19-16 in favor of St. Louis. Faceoffs go 17-13 in favor of Dallas. Hits are 24-23 in favor of St. Louis, and both teams are still 0-for-0 on the power play. Go to the third period. You have a St. Louis penalty at the 4:38 mark. David Backes for holding. A St. Louis penalty at the 9:14 mark. Troy Brower for slashing. A Dallas penalty 12:50. Matthias Janmark for slashing. Another Dallas penalty at 14:56. Vernon Fiddler for roughing. And then you have the matching penalty for St. Louis at 14:56. Kevin Shattenkirk for roughing. And then St. Louis scores the empty net goal at 18:20. Scored by Paul Statsny. Assisted by Jaden Schwartz and David Backes, their 7th and 4th assists of the playoffs, respectively. End of the game stats. St. Louis wins this game 4-1. Shots go 20-22 in favor of Dallas. Faceoffs go 30-20 in favor of Dallas. Hits go 29-26 in favor of St. Louis. And both teams end the game on the power play 0-2.
And with that, we are going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to do NHL news and notes for yesterday. And then I think after that, we'll do the Caps game, or we may hold the Caps game off for another segment. I'm still debating how this podcast is going as we do this podcast. So with that, we'll be back from the break. Ladies and gentlemen, that next big convention's right around the corner, which is AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Marina Baccarin, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com today. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. And I just have to say to everyone, thanks for listening to us on SoundCloud. I know it's the only platform that we're actually promoting the show on. And if you're curious, yes, I am not paying for SoundCloud, so episodes will be coming down to accommodate putting up new episodes. But as you can tell, in every posting, it has the archival link, so you can go back and listen to all the episodes on the Tor Radio Network. And with that, Dixon has yesterday, May 7th's NHL news and notes.
So, May 7th news and notes. Pittsburgh Penguins captain Sidney Crosby will have a chance to win the Hart Trophy for a third time. Crosby, Dallas Stars forward Jamie Benn, and Chicago Blackhawks forward Patrick Kane were named Saturday as finalists for the Hart, which is awarded to the player adjudged to be the most valuable to his team. Crosby was third in the league with 85 points in 80 games, including a league-best 58 points in 44 games after January 1st. He had at least 1 point in 20 of his final 21 games and was the only player in the league with multiple point streaks of at least 10 games. He had points in 11 straight between January 12th and February 8th, and 12 straight between February 29th and March 20th. He also had goals in 7 straight games between January 21st and February 8th, the longest streak of the season. He previously won the Hart in 2007 and 2014. Crosby can become the 9th player to win it 3 times. Benn played all 82 games and was second in the league with 89 points and third with 41 goals, both personal NHL bests. He helped the Stars win their first division title since 2005-2006 and finished with the best record in the Western Conference for the first time since 2002-2003. He was the first Stars player with 40 goals since Mike Modano in 1993-1994. He's the first Stars player to be a Hart Trophy finalist. Ben is also a finalist for the Ted Lindsay Award. Kane had a league-leading 106 points to become the first United States-born player to win the Art Ross Trophy. He was second in the league with 46 goals and helped the Blackhawks make the Stanley Cup playoffs for the eighth straight season. His 26-game point streak between October 10th and December 13th set a Blackhawks record, was the longest by a U.S.-born player and the longest by any player since 1992-1993. He's Chicago's first Hart Trophy finalist since goaltender Eddie Belfour in 1991. No Blackhawks player has won the award since Stan
Mikita
in 1968. Kane also is a finalist for the Ted Lindsay Award. The San Jose Sharks bounced back from a triple overtime loss to the Nashville Predators and now are one win from reaching the Western Conference Final for the first time since 2011. Joe Pavelski scored two goals, Martin Jones made 24 saves, and the Sharks defeated the Predators 5-1 in Game 5 of the Western Conference second round at SCP Center on Saturday. The Sharks have a 3-2 lead in the best-of-seven series and can end it by winning Game 6 at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville on Monday. Bruce Boudreau will be the next head coach of the Minnesota Wild. It was announced Saturday. He will replace John
Torchitti,
who coached the Wild the remainder of the season after Mike Yeo was fired February 13th. Boudreau was fired by the Ducks on April 29th after failing to win a Game 7 at home in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the fourth straight season. He led Anaheim to the Pacific Division title each of the past four seasons. Boudreau, 61, will sign a four-year contract worth almost $12 million, according to reports.
And with that, we are going to do a little look in the playoffs for round two, look at scenarios that can be happening these next couple days, because we're actually not going to be recording again until Saturday. We were going to do Friday, but I actually had an obligation to Maryland Championship Wrestling that night, so obviously that couldn't happen. So let's take a look at the playoffs thus far. And in the Western Conference, we have the Dallas Stars and the St. Louis Blues. After five games, the St. Louis Blues leads the series 3-2. Game 6 will be in St. Louis tomorrow at 8 p.m. on NBC Sports Network. And then for the Sharks and the Predators, the Sharks lead that series 3-2 as well, with Game 6 being tomorrow in Nashville at 9 p.m. on CNBC. Obviously, if the Sharks and the Blues win tomorrow, they'll be facing each other in the Western Conference Finals. However, if Dallas is able to win tomorrow, Game 7 will be Wednesday, May 11th at 8 p.m. And if Nashville is able to win, it'll be Thursday, May 12th, time to be determined. And then if you go into the Eastern Conference, the Tampa Bay Lightning lead their series over the New York Islanders 3-1. And they play Game 5 today at 3 p.m., which is very soon on NBC. If the Islanders is able to squeak out a victory today, they will play again Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. And if the Islanders can win Game 6 as well, they will go back to Tampa Bay on May 12th, that time to be determined. And then for the Washington Capitals, well, we're going to hold off on that one. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go over Game 5 of the Washington Capitals and the Pittsburgh Penguins. And then we'll break down a little bit of stuff after that, too. So with that, we'll be back from break. A battle is about to begin on Friday, May 13th at the MCW Arena in Joppa, Maryland. Global Force Wrestling, led by Jeff Jarrett, takes on Maryland Championship Wrestling and their Stars for Collision Course. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit MarylandWrestling.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. And it is now time to go over last night's Game 5 game between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Washington Capitals. I don't know why I was about to say the Detroit Red Wings. They're out of the playoffs. And the lineup for the Capitals was Alex Ovechkin with Evgeny Kuznetsov and TJ Oshie, Marcus Johansson with Nicholas Backstrom and Andre Burakovsky, Jason Chimera with Jay Beagle and Justin Williams, Daniel Winnick with Mike Richards and Tom Wilson. On defense, you had Carl Alter and Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with John Carlson, Nate Schmidt with Taylor Chorney, and in net was Braden Holtby. In the first period, at 3:56 into the first, Brian Rust would be called for hooking, and on that power play at 4:04, Alex Ovechkin would score his fifth from Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, their seventh and fourth, respectively. Then at 5:47, Nicholas Backstrom would be called for interference, which in my opinion was a very dumb penalty to take on Backstrom's behalf. And as a result, on that power play at 7:08, Chris Kunitz would score his first of the playoffs from Phil Kessel and Sidney Crosby. Then at 16:42, Justin Williams and Matt Connell would both be called for slashing. And then at 18:34, the Pittsburgh bench served by Phil Kessel would be called for too many men on the ice. At the end of the first period, he'd be tied one apiece. Shots were 12-4 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 11-10 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 13-12 in favor of the Caps. And both teams were 1-for-1 on the power play, with the Caps having their second in progress going into the intermission. Excuse me. And this was an okay period for the Caps. They did a great job on their first power play to take the 1-0 lead, but a dumb penalty by Backstrom and piss-poor penalty killing by the Capitals let the Penguins back into the game. The Caps need to get the puck into the slot area and try to create chaos in front of Matt Murray's net. And then going into the second period, 2:54 into the period, Ian Cole would be called for slashing, and at the four-minute mark on that power play, TJ Oshie would score his fifth of the playoffs from Alex Ovechkin and John Carlson, their fifth and seventh of the playoffs, respectively. Then at 9:58, Justin Williams would score his second of the playoffs, which would be unassisted. And then Evgeny Malkin would be called for tripping at 12:48. At the end of the second period, the Caps would be up 3-1. Shots were 22-12 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 21-20 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 24-21 in favor of Pittsburgh. The Penguins were 1-for-1 on the power play, and the Caps were 2-for-4. This was a much better and disciplined period for the Caps. Despite being outshot, the Caps are taking better quality shots and are controlling the tempo. The Caps need to not hesitate so much and just get the shot off on net. The Caps play the way they do, or the way they did in the second period. In the third, they will live to play another day. And speaking of that third period, in the third period at 5:30 into the third, Nate Schmidt would be called for interference. And then at 9:29, Nick Bonino would be called for high sticking. And the Caps would go on the hold on and win the game 3-1. Shots were 31-19 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 31-30 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 28-26 in favor of Pittsburgh. And on the power play, the Pens were 1-for-2 and the Caps were 2-for-5. This is obviously a great win for the Caps and a great momentum builder for the Capitals going into Game 6 in Pittsburgh on Tuesday. Key things is the Caps need to remain disciplined when they go into Game 6. Also, being outshot 31-19 is not a bad thing, because remember, it's not about how many shots you take, it's about the quality shots that you take. And when you get more quality shots off, the better off you're going to be. It doesn't matter how many the other team gets. And we saw that as an example when the Caps took on Montreal the last time the Caps were the President's Trophy winners. The Caps would outshoot the Canadiens like 40-something-19, and the Canadiens would win because they had the better quality shots. So going in the game six, the Caps need to play the way they are now. Biggest changes that I would do is I would fix their passing. Also, I would keep the lineup that they have now going into game six with the line changes that Trotz did. And I think one of the key things is that when you get the puck in the zone, you got to shoot it from the top of the faceoff circle and stuff like that. Kuznetsov hesitated one too many times. Instead of taking a shot right off the bat and just forcing it on net, he waited to try to make the play or to try to deke somebody out to try to get the shot on net. And you just, in this type of stakes, with the stakes as high as it is, you can't hesitate. You just got to get the puck on net. So with that, the Capitals live to see another day. The series is now Penguins 3, Caps 2. Game 6 will be Tuesday at 8 p.m. on NBC Sports Network, and if the Caps are able to win that game, Game 7 will be May 12th, which is Thursday, with a time to be determined. And for me, I know I have to miss the game on Tuesday because I'll be at the Baby Metal concert, but this is something that I booked back in December, so sorry. So, Dixon, buddy, you have a lot of work on your plate on Tuesday. Don't let me down.
You got it.
You're going to let me down anyways. I know you are. You always do. I still love you as a friend. And with that, we thank you for listening to this very, very short episode. We will be back on Saturday. We will obviously be wrapping up the entire second round. And then we'll also be previewing the Western Conference and Eastern Conference finals matchups. And we'll also be announcing how we're going to be doing the conference finals, being how there will only be two teams per conference. And with that, everyone, you can follow The Experience on Twitter at Experience Hockey and on Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. And we have been brought to you by the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kill Pub and Eerie, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kill Girls. For more on Till the Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until next time, we will see you on the ice.